I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Charles, Hillary, Dave, happy first day of summer.
Thank you.
Are you guys so excited? New music out on the first day of summer has got to be like a very fun thing.
It was all planned. It's all part of it. No, it is. It's exciting. We've been working on so much music over the past a couple of years, since the record came out, and just, I don't know, this one just felt like the right time to kind of get something new and fresh out there.
I love that so much. And then Hillary and Dave, you guys co-wrote on this song.
Yeah. Yes.
So talk about the inspiration to write this.
Yeah, we wrote it with Sam Ellis and Laura Veltz, who we've written a ton with.
Yeah.
They
wrote our last single, What a Song
Can
Do.
They wrote What I'm Leaving For. They wrote What If I Never Get Over You.
Yeah.
So they're kind of our dream team at the moment. And we just really, I can't remember. We wrote 2 days in a row, and one of the days was super dreary, like the opposite of summer.
Yeah.
And then we just,
I thought you said Jerry. Dreary.
Dreary.
Dreary. Yeah. Dreary's a hard one.
I think the day we wrote this, there were a bunch of thunderstorms and rain, but Sam
was
had
was
to,
I? There was a reason I wasn't there. Was
your
I still
your
the
son
beach?
Was sick at the beach. We were at the beach.
That's right. Home. I was supposed to come back.
And he started throwing up.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We found out that what we think it was he drank some pool water.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Poor little guy.
Yeah, he
was not a summer state of mind.
It was not a summer state of mind. But it always happens this way where, like, I either decide I'm playing golf that day or at the beach or something, and then they always write, like, a banger.
You're like, we've got the best song here today. Charles is on the golf course.
I know. I'm so mad every time. I'm like, God. I was like,
Darn it.
I know. Well, we wrote that for the very next day. And I walked in, they said, you got to check this out. And I was like, oh my gosh, I knew y'all were going to write a hit.
I love that so much. Talk about why you guys wanted this to be the song for the summer and kind of like this first look of new music that you guys are working on.
Yeah, well, we feel like we have been so excited about this new music that we wanted to get it out as quick as possible. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of those things where it's almost like, as fast as we could get it done and get it written, we were like, I really want to be able to put this out and be able to play it live. We just feel like it's a great message of just like, no matter where you are, no matter what time of year, if you're with the person who makes you happy, you can be in a summer state of mind anytime, you know, and it definitely lends itself to summertime, you know, the season, but it's really a message just about being with the person who brings that life into your life, you know?
Which is so special. And then I was going back through the archives because this fall it will have been 15 years since your debut single came out.
Crazy.
What's it like to think about that and look back on the last 15 years?
It's pretty wild. I mean, we talk about it a lot in our shows. We have a moment where we kind of just play acoustic and talk about how we met, how we write. And I don't know, every night I'm like, I look at the catalog of music. And, you know, when we started, we had one song in the show that people kind of knew, and then you work hard to get a second one and a third one, and now we're at this point now where there's, you know, most of our set is songs that people know and have been, at least been on the radio, or if you know us, and followed us. But yeah, I mean, it's a blessing. I mean, we feel really grateful to be up there, have a show full of songs and a catalog full of songs that people mostly know, and it's wild to look at where we are with our families now. I mean, 15 years... from three single people to six kids. I mean, it's quite a journey from the beginning till here. So something to be grateful for. Absolutely.
Definitely. What would you guys say has changed the most and what has stayed the same in the last 15 years?
Oh, man.
That's a good question.
I mean, everybody's...
Sorry.
Slowly false. Everybody still has this their same little funny personalities, you know, I mean, but in a non-cheesy way, I mean, we've gotten closer and we kind of, you kind of know each other so well now that you learn to tolerate maybe the stuff that used to bug you or, you know, and I say this about that used to bug Dave and Hillary about me, but it's just a fun journey. I think appreciative is something that, you know, maybe in the beginning you're so hungry and you're moving, what's the next thing? And I think we kind of tend to sit back and actually appreciate the moments a little bit more when you have a great show. And I mean, even like still today, I mean, Love Don't Live Here gets one of the biggest reactions in the show. And so you can't help but just kind of like sit there, you know, look out in the audience and there's, you know, a 13-year-old kid out there singing Love Don't Live Here that came out before they even were born. And you're like, okay, this is just cool. You know,
we've got cool parents.
Yeah.
They've got really cool parents.
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, we're still the same little personalities are still all there. You know, and the joy of making music is still there. I think we're songwriters first and foremost, and we love creating music, which is kind of honestly, was a part of wanting to put this out was, I just feel like the fans and people in general are consuming music so fast and in such different ways mm-hmm. that it's like, when we have something fresh that feels good, let's put it out while we're excited. And so that's going to be kind of our new model is to just put out music more often.
When the spirit moves.
And when we feel like we have something special, just to do it. Because I think, you know, there's so many times you have like two singles off a record and they take 2 years and then you're like, you know, you've been writing this whole time and then you start getting bored with the music that you've written that no one's even heard yet. And so it's kind of
that probably is one of the bigger changes in the last 15 years for you guys. It's like the freedom to kind of be like, I want to put this song out right now and let the fans decide if it's a hit instead of letting it sit for months and months and months or years even.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that's what we're feeling is just let's try something new. And
the irony is that when we first started as a band and we had a MySpace page, a MySpace page, we would write songs and put them up.
Yeah.
And then we would get feedback from the people that followed us on our MySpace page. So it's really kind of a full circle moment in a way of just when we write, we put it up and we get the feedback. I mean, we would play songs live early in those days when we would go and play at Third and Lindsley right around the corner and, you know, we would play a song that we wrote that week and see what people thought of it. So to me, it feels very much in continuity with who we are and how we create and that we love to get feedback from people that, you know, are supportive of us or fans of ours. And so it feels just like this is a little bit of a bigger platform of a way to do it.
Yeah. You know? Also, we've gone from MySpace to TikTok. So.
Yes. And a bigger release. Like we've got a photo and we've got a video coming and all that stuff. So, but it's definitely exciting. And I'm looking forward to hearing what the feedback is from the fans about it.
If you don't like it, please don't say you don't like
it. Yeah. Charles is delicate.
I'm only looking forward to the positive feedback.
Aren't we all? And then talk about some of the other music that you guys, like, what can you say about this next chapter of music as you kind of like plan to release songs throughout the rest of the year? Like, what have you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it you know, writing with some new writers, getting back with people like Sam Ellis and Laura Veltz. But again, it's kind of just, I love your phrase, the continuity of what we're doing, but it's like when we write, you know, let's get it put together, work on it in the studio with either Sam or Dan Huff or work with a new producer and get it ready to put out. I mean, you know, I think that's just what we're going to be chasing after, but we never stop writing. So that's kind of the common theme since we've always started. I mean, there's a new song every week that one of us is a part of. And so it's just kind of latching on to the ones that really have some weight and stand with us and letting people hear them as soon as possible. Hopefully they get more light each time. Mm-hmm. You know, when we put out a record, you know, our favorite song is like track 11, you know, and people like, you know, a lot of times don't make it all the way to track 11. And so now we're sort of giving each of these songs a moment, you know, every so often where we can really put a lot behind them and put them out. So hopefully people can hear more music.
They're all different flavors. I mean, you know, I think there's a song called I'm Listening Now that's just a heartbreaker. And
sounds like a Lady A heartbreaker. I don't even have to hear that to know that that's going to like.
Well, so as much as we've been writing, you know, this was a song that a songwriter friend of mine heard at a writer's round. She wasn't even a part of it. And she just literally said, this sounds like you guys. And she sent it to me. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And apparently it had been a song that was written over 10 years ago.
Of course.
And no one had ever cut it. And so, you know, there's examples of that. And there's other songs, too, that have, you know, a little bit more of that kind of classic Lady A flavor to them, you know. But obviously the timing of summer coming up, it was like, okay, we got to put out Summer State of Mind now. So, you know,
there's a bit of a season.
I was about to say that's kind of what we're doing is with each song, we're kind of almost going to release them as kind of seasonal vibes.
Well, and I don't know about you, but like, I listen to certain music at certain times of year,
1,000%.
Not just like Christmas, you know, not just holiday, but like there's just certain, when it starts to, the chill comes back in the air, I want to listen to different music. When it gets really cold, you know, so we're really, I think it naturally kind of fell this way with the songs that we chose to be a, you know, a part of this, but it's really what I feel like the music that I want to listen to as the seasons change. And so it'll be really interesting to see if everybody listening.
It's funny, Dave and I were that too. Both down at the beach down in Florida with our families, and he texted, he goes, I just beach tested Summer State of Mind. And it was so funny. I had done the same thing the day before. I was just kind of in my headphones. I was like, oh, yeah.
This
is going to be good.
Yeah, it's like you're blazing hot. Yeah. The smell of sunscreen and salt in the air. I was like, it feels good out here.
Yeah.
I love that so much. I think that's such a cool concept. And it was funny, when I was driving over here today, I was listening to Need You Now, and I was always like, one of the coolest facts. Like, whenever people ask me, like, what's a cool country music fun fact? I'm like, well, did you know that Luke Bryan actually wrote that song with Charles and Dave?
Yeah,
and at the same time, when Do I was coming out, like, and that you guys had this rise together. So I wanted to ask you, Luke is on the show next week. Are there any good Luke Bryan stories, or what's an embarrassing thing I should ask him about that we can make him tell?
Where do you begin?
Right?
There's so many. I mean, gosh, I think the thing I just with Luke that I always remember. Well, the cool thing is he hasn't changed at all. He is the same.
Everyone says that.
Goofy guy. I mean, and he always has an entourage of 1,000 friends wherever he goes.
And family.
but I mean, my favorite Luke stories are always from Vegas, because he is an obsessive gambler. and there was this one time I came in, and like, I had gotten into a little bit of a, we call it altercation, but the dealer didn't like how slow I was, because I kind of come up to the table and I start chatting with him, and the dealer kind of got like upset that I wasn't ready to gamble, and I said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm holding you up or whatever. And the dealer kind of like, you know, you could tell, it's like, get out of here. And then Luke got mad at me because he said, I messed the mojo up.
Came over I brought there.
I brought a bad vibe to the table. And of course he starts losing. Oh, and guess who's to blame? It was me.
Charles Kelly.
But he's the same guy he's always been. I mean, I think that's the wildest thing. You know, the only thing that is funny, and like Dave and Hillary and I, you know, I always feel like we're kind of lucky in the fact that we're just famous enough where you can kind of step in and out of it. You can still go. But, like, the last couple of times I've gone to, like, dinner or lunch with Luke, it's just constant. And I'm like,
I can't imagine.
I was like, you are so famous now that, like, it's just, you know, you'd be mid-conversation, and then he's got to get up and take pictures, do all this stuff, which is great. I mean, trust me. And he's as appreciative of it. But it's like, I sit there and I'm like, I'm so glad I'm not as famous as you.
I'm so glad I can go to the grocery store, like, unbothered.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, we can, you know, walk into, I went to Walmart yesterday and got a freaking pool net and you know, not one person noticed or cared. It was like, this is great. Luke Bryan walks in there.
It's game over.
You ain't getting that pool net, Luke.
That's so funny. And then before I let you guys go, I wanted to talk to you about the Request Line Tour, because I think you guys are doing something so cool with this. Talk about how fans have input and can change the set list every night.
Yes. So we have a request line, a phone number you can literally call and leave a voicemail requesting what show you're coming to and what you want to hear. And every night we're going to basically listen, you know, we're kind of logging these messages. We'll even take some real-time requests from the crowd, but curate the set list to each city we're in and to each audience. And so I think it's going to make for a very, every night's going to be its own thing, you know? And when we were sitting down kind of thinking about the tour and just, you know, there's a lot of shows you can go see right now. And that's amazing because we're back, you know, like live music is back and you can really throw a dart at any music venue here in Nashville and see somebody great. Yeah. And I know that that's that all of us in the music world are just really busy touring right now. And what were we going to do that would be different? Something we've never done before as, you know, as Lady A, but also like what's going to be something different when a fan is looking at, oh, I have this many yeah. different shows to choose from. And so our heart is we just want to connect. We've spent so many years, you know, 2 years really through COVID not being able to do that. Mm-hmm. So what is a way that we can just bring them a show that will just, they're going to leave feeling like it's something they've never experienced before. And so
well, like we thought, you said too, I mean, like 15 years, I mean, it's kind of like a perfect time to do this.
Yeah, we have and have a lot of stories.
We do. And
well, it's like Dave said, like sometimes your favorite song is track 11 on an album. Exactly. Like you want somebody requesting want that request song that, yeah. to sing right. stuff.
Well, and we've done a handful of shows like this where, you know, it'll be like a private show or something or a radio show where it's intimate. And it's like, gosh, how do we recreate some of that?
Yeah.
But you want to have the mix. So there's going to be the big moments. But I think the intimate moments are going to be as, you know,
entertaining and
spontaneous. Yeah. It's all spontaneous. Yeah. I think the goal is for people to hopefully walk away and go, oh my gosh, I haven't seen them like that before.
Yeah. And to feel connection. And,
yeah. To feel connection to, I mean, to talk to the audience. You don't get mm-hmm. to do that in an amphitheater or an arena, but to literally ask and people yell out and maybe bring somebody up and just keep it spontaneous and make it different every night. So
that's so incredible. I'm so excited for you guys. Thank you for the time today. It was really nice to see you and catch up, and I love the new song.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.